Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, I made one of the most epic decisions in the world by bringing my weighted blanket to record with me, because I have really been struggling to stay seated once I sit down at my desk. There's always something that pops up. And as I went to list these, I realized they were all justifiable reasons to get up, but that's not the point. I need to sit down and work sometimes, and I get overwhelmed because if I wait too long, then it starts to stack up and I don't know where to start. It's almost like cleaning a really, really messy room versus picking up the things that have just made a little bit of a mess in a freshly cleaned room. It is always going to be less intimidating to pick up 2 cups rather than 30 cups, the whole pile of laundry, and all the other dust and grime that has built up over the last month. And that's how my work pile is starting to look, like a big old pile of grime. I work kind of chaotically, in which I open every single tab on the computer, I collect like wildfire, and then I reorganize it into the most appropriate order for whatever makes the most sense for what I'm using it for, right? And I have been really struggling lately to actually produce the content that I have spent so much time organizing and putting in appropriate order for, simply because I've spent so much time away from it. And as a result, I'll start on the next project, do the same whole grind, wait too long to do that one because I want to do the first one first, and you get it. It goes on from there. And it's weird to me because the things I care about less, I show up for easy. I don't second guess it. I don't question it. And I'm usually pretty present for it so that I actually enjoy the process. But for some reason, with things that feel unreal to me because they've been dreams for so long, or they are important to me, or I'm finally getting to spread my message in a way that's mine, I find myself putting so much extra pressure on myself to the point where once I am performing, I'm so in my head about being in my head about it that I'm not actually enjoying the process as much. So I tried to follow some of my own past advice. I set up a designated work area in my room, one I didn't have before. It is a portable desk that I can set up, but all of it is on a piece of wood that basically stays as is with my books and my mic and my computer and all the things I'll need. That way it's way easier to just sit down and show up for. I made a playlist with songs that get me in the work zone and make me feel like a boss bitch. I have my ritual iced coffee or beverage with me, and while these rituals definitely worked at the beginning, I'm still finding myself hesitating as of late. And the reason I'm bringing it up is not at all to complain, because I actually think these are the best problems I've ever had in my life, and I'll take them over any of my past problems. Shit, I'm not even calling this a problem. I'm simply calling it a hesitation. I suppose what I'm surprised about finding is it's not the process that I was fearing. it's never been the action of recording. It's never been the action of actually doing research. It's never been the action of putting that research together. It's never been the action of setting up the desk. It's the transitions. I'm not scared of change. I'm scared of transitioning into that change. I feel that way about showers a lot, in the sense that I absolutely love the sensation of a warm, nice shower. I love scrubbing my body down. I love it. I really enjoy showering. I like the way my voice sounds when I sing. The experience is a 10 out of 10 every time. But what I don't like is taking off my clothes and being cold for 3 seconds and then getting out of the shower and being cold for 2 minutes, you know? Transitions are the hard part, not the actual work. And while I understand this may not be the case for you, and you may not be getting in your head about the work you need to do, but if it is something that you do, maybe you're like me and the getting in your head about the work is the part you're dreading instead of the actual work. Because today, when I showed up and actually sat down, this has been so fun. In fact, I had a pro tip about a weighted blanket and then a whole nother episode I was going to talk about. And now we're 5 minutes into today's and I have not gotten to that point yet. The point is, it's been really helpful for me to create more physical weight to keep me in the place so that transitions are less intimidating while actively pursuing less emotional weight about the overwhelm and the intimidation of sitting down to do the task that I need to do. Side note, pro tip on weighted blankets, sometimes they get real hot and I don't like to sleep with it, but I do like the comfort of having it. So what I've been doing is rolling it up like an arm and slinging it over my shoulder while I sleep, so it feels like my weighted blanket is spooning me, and I'm not completely covered by it and waking up in sweat, because that's what was happening at first, and I was like, I don't think I like weighted blankets. This thing is not as functional as I wanted it to be. But recently, I've fallen back in love with her, so if you were going through a dry spell with your weighted blanket, this is your reminder to reignite that romance, baby, because she's been sitting right. Shit, she's what got us through this episode today, so. All right, y'all. I love you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.